Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of 100 at 100, Research for Our Next Century. And today's guest is from the Department of History, Dr. Michelle Armstrong-Partida. Michelle, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
What do you do over there in the Department of History for original sort of research activity?
Sure. Well, I study priestly masculinity in late medieval Spain in the 14th century. My study of masculinity, basically, I look at it in two different ways. One of it is through sexuality by studying priestly concubinage. And by concubinage, I mean these long-term relationships that were really marriage-like relationships that the priests had with women in their parish villages, where they had an established household with many children, and in some cases made vows to each other that by the church's standard were illegal, but clearly they thought it was important for themselves to enter into these types of relationships. So I look at it through these concubinous relationships, but also I study masculinity through violence, and I look at the type of violent activities that these priests are engaging in.
And so the implication is, though, this is well documented. I mean, historians have to go to original documents.
That is correct.
I mean, there is a large history of documentation.
There is a large history of documentation, and I can impress you with my archival research, where I've looked at over 3,000 documents for a very small area of Spain, in northern Spain, Barcelona and Girona. And I look at visitation records. The reason that they're called visitation records is because the bishop is traveling to parishes, visiting there, and asking the parishioners and the priests themselves what sorts of behaviors are occurring in the parish that are good and bad, right? Things that they're not supposed to be doing. And so people kind of bring out their dirty laundry. So these episcopal visitation records are essentially when the bishop travels with this huge entourage to the parish village, and he basically interrogates or investigates into the lives of the parishioners and the clergy and asks them certain types of questions. And often, a lot of it is focused on the sexual activity of the laity and the clergy. And this is where I get a lot of this information. The advantage that I have is that for 14th century northern Spain, there are a tremendous amount of documentation so that I can actually trace clerics and their families over time. And other historians have not really been able to do this because the documents don't exist.
This is a form of bishops monitoring their flock, if you like. Does that still continue?
Yes, it certainly does. And this is something that was mandated by the church in 1215, that they had to go in and see what's going on in their parishes because of fear of heresy, but also because they are trying to impose good behavior on people, right? They're concerned about all these illicit sexual activities that are occurring. But more importantly, what you might be interested in is that the bishop makes money. He fines the priest for his concubinous union.
So he, in a sense, he's got a vested interest in it being continued.
In a way, he does. I have to say, it's not a de facto licensing fee, but they do repeatedly fine these men. Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about why northern Spain. Was it prevalent all over the Catholic Church at that time, or was this just a hotbed of sexual activity?
It's a wonderful question to ask because it does vary. In the Mediterranean, particularly of Spain, because it was occupied by the Muslims for such a long period of time, right? There's a lot of upheaval going on. But it seems like in Spain it was far more prevalent than, let's say, England and France and northern Europe than the Mediterranean, because we find a lot of it in Italy as well. So there are regional differences that have that custom.
Michelle Armstrong-Partida, this is fascinating. You've been listening to an episode of 100 at 100, Research for Our Next Century, a celebration of the 100th birthday of the University of Texas at El Paso, and my name is Keith Pannell.